The time, 9:18, and this is member-supported 88.7 FM WBFO in Buffalo this morning, of course, covering election analysis throughout the morning here, courtesy of NPR. We'll also talk with Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News, get a local perspective later in this hour. But we do have a breaking story out in Lackawanna this morning with a massive fire that has closed down portions of Route 5. And just arriving on the scene and joining us right now is Avery Schneider. Good morning, Avery.
Good morning, Jay. I'm standing on the corner of Route 5 and Lake Avenue. It's the farthest point north you can go if you're heading on the inbound Route 5. There are police on the corner here. They're directing traffic away from the warehouse fire on the old Bethlehem steel site, which, according to Erie County Legislator Lynn Dixon, we understand is a mulching company at that location. Now, I've heard conflicting reports, so we're looking for updates on whether or not residents are being told to shelter in place or evacuate, and we'll get updates on that as soon as possible. But in the meantime, from this area, I can see billowing smoke. It's going up into the sky and well over my head. It doesn't look like there's any end to that smoke in sight, but I have yet to be able to talk to any further fire or police personnel. Reporting live from Route 5, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.
And if I could just follow up with one question, Avery.
Of course.
And that is, like you mentioned about the idea of shelter in place, what comes to mind is the idea of some sort of noxious fumes. You see a lot of smoke. What about the smell right now?
I can tell you, I'm smelling the smoke. When I walked up to a police officer on the corner here to see if I could get some more details, he basically said, you know, take your photos and then go get some oxygen because you don't want to be inhaling this for very long. So as I was driving down into the area, taking kind of a roundabout way through residential areas, industrial sections, there is pretty much a haze in the area, a light haze. So I wouldn't be surprised if we heard from local officials that an evacuation might be put in order. That's speculation this time, and we'll look for more updates on that as soon as possible.
Thank you very much, Avery.
Thank you, Jay.